Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk, Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, folks. And hey, welcome to today's segment. You know what? Today, we're going to be talking about life insurance and Roth IRAs. You know, they both have potential to give you tax-free income during retirement, but the path to utilizing the tax-free isn't without possible traps and even some roadblocks. So during today's show, we're going to discuss some of these potential drawbacks of both life insurance and Roth IRAs and whether one, both, or neither would be a good fit for you and your financial strategy. So Tony, I got to ask you, brother, always great to have you on the show. What do you think about today's topic, what we're going to talk about today?
Well, I'm thinking tax-free. Yes. I'm thinking we're talking about ways to get tax-free income in retirement. Am I close?
Well, Tony, you are. And see, that's just it. When you say that word life insurance, that's like one of those taboo words. Oh, no, not life insurance, right?
Right.
it's that dirty word.
Yeah.
And so we're going to shed some light on that topic today because when it's utilized properly, if it always depends if it's a great strategy perhaps for your situation, not always, not everybody, but you know what, you got to be open-minded sometimes, folks.
Oh, there's such willing. Great policies and strategies using life insurance. There's so many better options out there with cash value life insurance. You know, when it comes to Roth IRAs,
Mom, that's for my Roth IRA.
Even the kids are upset. All the shows, it's a buzzword out there, Roth IRA. So it's good that we're going to be talking about it.
And we've talked about Roth in the past shows. You know, it's been around since 1998. Roth conversions since 1998. Yeah, but it's got limitations, Tony. That's the thing. It's a great tool, but it does have limitations. So we're going to maybe stretch it a little bit today and talk about how life insurance maybe can be considered a conversation in that same space. But hey, without any further ado, today's conversation is a U.S. News and World Report, and it says life insurance versus Roth IRA, which offers better retirement security. So planning for retirement isn't always straightforward. And Tony, let's be honest, it can feel overwhelming at times. A lot of people spend years fine-tuning their investment mix, the right balance of stocks, bonds, cash. That often gets overlooked and where those assets are held as far as from a tax standpoint. But believe it or not, taxes in retirement can end up costing you more than healthcare, Tony. That's why I sometimes call them the silent budget buster. Withdrawals from certain accounts can trigger income or capital gain taxes if you're not careful. So here's the thing, Tony, they can even push people into a higher income bracket. And we talked about Irma a few weeks ago, it could raise your Medicare premium. So having tax-free income stream in retirement can provide you with the income you need to enjoy the ideal retirement. Roth IRAs are also a popular option, but another strategy many people don't think about, Tony, is life insurance, and it can also offer tax-free income in retirement. But each has pros and cons, so choosing the right one depends on your goals, Tony. And this is where working with a financial advisor, Tony, that is very objective in their analysis. They do the comparisons of all these things that we talk about, which one potentially can be better for you. It depends. And that's what we like to talk about.
Yeah, it depends. And choosing between life insurance or a Roth IRA or possibly utilizing both, that is important that you work with a trusted financial professional like yourself, a fiduciary who's going to be looking out for your best interests, correct?
Absolutely, Tony. Being objective, being open-minded to explore what is going to be best for you. So let's take a moment and break down one of the most popular tools for building tax-free retirement, and it's the Roth IRA. At its core, the Roth IRA is a retirement savings account you fund with after-tax money. It's tax, you've already paid taxes on it. From there, you can invest those dollars. And here's the big potential win. When you retire, both your original contributions and the earnings can come out completely tax-free. Now, there are a few rules to keep in mind, Tony. In 2025, if you're under age 50, you can contribute up to $7,000 a year. If you're 50 and older, you can put in a little more, up to $8,000 a year. but not everybody qualifies if there's some income limits. So, for example, if you're single and you earn more than $165,000, or if you're married filing joint $246,000, you may not be eligible to contribute directly to a Roth IRA. But there is one important age milestone to remember, 59 and a half. That's when you can start taking tax-free withdrawals. So if you pull the money out earlier than that, you may owe some income tax, possibly a 10% penalty, unless you meet one of the exceptions. That said, there's some flexibility, Tony, especially when it comes to accessing the money that you put in. And one of the nice things about Roth IRAs, you can always take out the amount you contributed tax and penalty free. So if you put in $7,000 and the account grows to $15,000, you can still access the original $7,000 without any tax consequences because you've already paid taxes on that contribution.
Well, yeah, and there are a lot of strategies, and you want to be able to minimize your tax burden in retirement. That's a big one. Your two biggest costs in retirement are what? Taxes and healthcare, and both of these strategies can help you deal with both of them. So, you know, and as you've noted, hey, Roth IRAs are fantastic. They're a great vehicle for tax-free income in retirement, but it might not be the right move for everyone. So it's important to go over your strategy again with someone like yourself before you make any final decisions, correct?
Yeah, Tony, that's just it. You know, talking about life insurance and using this, a retirement income strategy often flies under the radar, right? So most people think of life insurance as a way to support loved ones after you're gone. And that's true. It's a powerful legacy tool, Tony, to replace your income should you not come home, you know, early. But it can also play a surprising role in retirement, Tony. So, for example, some policies let you tap into benefits early if you're dealing with a chronic illness or if you need long-term care. Others are specifically used to create as an inheritance, which may free you up to spend down your other assets with less worry. And here's when it gets even more interesting. If you own permanent life insurance with cash value, it can potentially become a source of, here we go, tax advantage income in retirement. Not all policies work this way, Tony. So it's important to know what you have and what you're considering. One option for many financial professionals they favor is variable universal life. It lets you invest in things like stocks and bonds, like a Roth IRA would. Of course, that does come with some market risk, but it's not for everyone. Other financial advisors lean toward whole life policies, which tend to offer steadier growth, reliable dividends for multiple companies. Either way, the potential tax benefit can be appealing, but it really depends on how you access the funds that grow cash value. You can grow tax deferred or even come out tax free. So you just need to know, and this is working with a professional, Tony, that's going to be objective in their analysis and maybe considering what options would be best for you, because it's not a one size fits all approach. And it does very, very much depend on what it is you're wanting to accomplish as to whether these would be the right strategy or not.
Well, and I think it's really important. You mentioned again, definitely look at all the options that your financial professional has. And if you want to get a second opinion, which is important, Steve, I think our listeners out there should give you a call. Let's take a moment now to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Folks, take advantage of this. If you're listening to the show today and you have questions about what we've talked about or even previous shows, the number is 937-667-6500. Better yet, go to our website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com, Tony, and right on the main page, there's a link that you can actually just go ahead and schedule a quick phone call with a member of our team. Better yet, you can pick the location, either Beaver Creek or Troy, Ohio, that you would like to meet in person. So folks, take advantage of that. If you have any questions about today's topic, maybe a previous thing we talked about, like you said, Tony, no cost, no obligation. It's about building relationships. Come in and talk to us and see if we can maybe help you with your journey.
Sure. I think that's great. And you know what? This has been a good discussion so far. I mean, we're assessing life insurance and Roth IRAs and how they can help create a reliable retirement income. And at the same time, you know, they can help you with lessen that tax burden, things like that. What else do you have for us on life insurance and Roth IRAs?
Well, and not to get off track here, Tony, but, you know, I think even in a show we did last year, we talked about life insurance as a potential strategy to aid in this cost of long-term care. You know, because you mentioned a minute ago, these companies are in the business to attract consumers to do business with them. And so we talked about long-term care. I'm not a huge fan, Tony. I've been very open about that. I don't like a use it or lose it scenario where you put money into something and if you don't use the benefits, you've lost all the money you put into it. But along the way came companies that are being innovative, life insurance companies, Tony, that built these combo hybrid strategies where you are building cash value. It is a permanent policy, but better yet, it gave you the ability that if you need money to take care of any chronic illness, long-term care, skilled care, home care, adult daycare, you could actually tap into that death benefit tax-free.
Wow.
While you're living, Tony, to help offset any costs that you did not anticipate, you know, for care.
And, like long-term care, it's huge. I mean, exactly. It's so expensive. You're going to need that option.
And I point this out because we all know there's doomsayers out here that they tell people life insurance is a horrible solution when you're 60, you're 65 and older. Well, it always depends, Tony. If we're trying to protect your nest egg and you don't want to pay dollar for that care, this is where working with an insurance company that you're now sharing the risk with them to pay for that care. It's called live, die, and quit. If you live and you need the money while you're living, you're leveraging what I call discounted dollars to help pay for some of that cost. Sure. But here's the beauty, Tony. If you do pass and you never use the benefits, somebody in your family is going to get a tax-free benefit because you never used it while you were
living. They're going to get a tax-free death benefit.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know,
so it's not like it's just poof, it's gone, like the old style life and long-term care insurance and other types of insurance. It's not gone. It's not a waste. It's there for your loved ones after you're gone if you don't end up using it while you're alive. And I think that's the big feature that people don't realize is that there are life insurance policies that you can access the death benefit to help pay for long-term care before you pass.
Right.
I mean, that's huge. And when I first heard about it, I'm like, wow. And it is so many people. And I know your clients have utilized it. It is really important to know all your options, isn't it?
Tony, it is. And that's where working with an advisor that is holistic in their viewpoints. You know, I'll just share it again. We don't get into too much detail on some of these things, but here's just a live example where I had a client had money sitting in a CD earning whatever it's earning, you know, 4%, 5%. And that's all the money's doing. You're getting one dimension use out of those dollars. We shared this concept with them about taking that $100,000 and you're going to put it with an insurance company. You're going to earn interest on that money just like you would in the bank. But the difference was they were leveraging that $100,000 to give almost $400,000 of benefit, Tony, that one could access during their lifetime to pay for long-term care, skilled care, adult daycare. Any of these situations come up, we leveraged $100,000 to be almost $400,000 of lifetime benefits. That's how you protect the castle, put the moat around the castle using a life insurance strategy. Not always the best fit for everyone, but in some cases, it can be the best solution of all to help protect your nest egg. So.
Well, yeah, and it's just a way to generate retirement income or income in retirement. That's how you can utilize that cash value life insurance policy. I think that's really important, isn't it?
It is. It is, Tony. So again, continuing this article, it has some more details that I'm excited to talk about, including how, you know, you may be able to create retirement income using life insurance, Tony. Let's talk about life insurance can actually be used to generate income because it isn't your traditional just-in-case strategy. Typically, if someone's using life insurance this way, you're taking out loans against the cash value of a permanent life insurance policy. These loans don't necessarily need to be repaid during your lifetime. Instead, the outstanding balance will simply be deducted from your death benefit when the policy pays out. So whatever's left after the loan is settled, Tony, that goes tax-free to your heir. So that may sound pretty straightforward, but there are a few important pieces to understand before using the strategy. Yeah. First, this kind of approach isn't for everyone, Tony. If you're in a low tax bracket now and you expect to stay in that retirement tax bracket, life insurance is not going to be the most efficient route. So, and if you make this your strategy really work for you, you've got to start early enough, Tony. Here's the key, early enough because it takes time for these cash values to grow. After 10 years, most people can find and use the cash value. It hasn't grown much other than what you paid in the premiums, which can kind of feel frustrating. But I often refer to it like this. It's like a 747 jet, Tony. It takes a lot of fuel to get that jet off the runway. But once it's up there at 35,000 feet cruising, becomes very efficient.
Yes.
Life insurance works very much the same way. Okay. Takes a little bit of energy to get the cash value build up. But once it starts building, it's streamlined, it's efficient. That's when those things really become very, very beneficial for tax-free income in those retirement years.
So what are some strategy scenarios that you think our listeners need to know about and that they need to discuss with somebody like yourself?
Well, to get the most income out of the policies, you must actively manage the death benefit. And that's the step that often gets overlooked. You want the policy that's built to be lean and efficient. And, you know, I know this variable universal life, for example, there's two parts to it, investment and the insurance. And Tony, I'm going to be very open. Not a huge fan of variable life. And it was very popular years ago.
Yeah.
But now there's one called index universal life.
Which is way better. Yeah.
Way better. Because, you know, we don't have all the fees, Tony. We don't have all the sub account expenses on the management of those funds. We're using indexes, not VUL. So they were very popular for years. But once again, you know, opportunity drives innovation. So a lot of other insurance companies came up with a better solution using indexes. Index universal life still had some guarantees, and you removed a lot of the cost and the fees associated with that. So
sure.
So the goal is to minimize the cost of the insurance portion, so you don't eat up the growth with these unnecessary charges. But you also have to be careful not to violate the IRS rules. And so what that means is there's regulations that govern how premiums and cash values and death benefits must be balanced. So if you cross certain thresholds, your policy could be reclassified as a modified endowment contract, or a MEC for short, and you kind of lose some of that tax advantage status. So Tony, it takes working very carefully with a financial professional that understands all these things, that's going to design something, custom design something that's going to be the best fit for you.
Yeah. Well, and when it gets down to the decision-making time then, Steve, what are some of the key things our listeners should bear in mind here?
Well, if you're looking at options for generating retirement income, one question that has to come up, should I start with a Roth IRA or look into life insurance? In many cases, this article does explain by using a financial service professional, you know, they suggest starting with the Roth IRA. It's pretty straightforward. It's flexible. It typically has low fees. Plus, it's easy to open, easy to manage. You just open it up with your online brokerage account, or with, you know, Schwab is our custodian. Open one up with Schwab. If it's your goal to have tax-free income, a Roth IRA is smart, and it's a very, very essential first step. Now, if life insurance can also be a powerful strategy during retirement income, especially, Tony, you get this, especially for high income earners who've already maxed out their Roth, or maybe they're not even eligible to contribute because of those income limits that we just mentioned a moment ago. So there's where the trade-off is between a Roth IRA. Some people don't even qualify to do it, Tony, if you have the income limits that are in excess of what it's allowable. You're not allowed to contribute to a Roth. Life insurance doesn't have those same limits, if you would. So I often kind of joke about it, refer to, like, when you understand life insurance, especially these indexed ULs, they work very, very similar to a Roth IRA on steroids, because you don't have any limitations, income limits, a lot of those restrictions. You're not limited by what you can contribute, where a Roth, $7,000, $8,000 if you're over 50, you don't have those same restrictions using a life insurance solution. So it's like a Roth on steroids. That's how I often refer to it, Tony. Yeah.
I like that. And again, working with somebody like yourself, who's really well-versed in both of these options, that's the way to determine if and how a Roth IRA and a life insurance policy can fit into your overall retirement plan. You got to do your homework, right? And work with somebody like yourself who knows how to build an efficient policy and how it will help meet your goals and fit into your plan.
Yeah. And let's keep the conversation going, Tony, about saving for retirement by next contemplating how you can save both in a 401k and an IRA. So again, continuing the article of U.S. News and World Report, how to save in a 401k and IRA in the same year has some excellent points here. So we're talking about building a solid retirement income strategy. Some financial professionals encourage people to look at both 401ks and IRAs. So using both can be a very smart way to grow your nest egg and potentially lower your tax bill during the accumulation phase. So you put money in pre-tax in a 401k, you're obviously, you know, you're not paying taxes on the contribution. It's also important to know that higher income earners might run into some limits on how much they can deduct from both accounts each in the same year. So just all the rules, Tony, need to be very much disclosed and help people determine what's the best thing for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's what it's all about right there. And again, you've got to make sure you understand what you're eligible for, making right. sure you get the most out of every dollar you saved. Now, if a new client comes to you, Steve, mm-hmm. to talk about this, IRAs, 401ks, life insurance, what's likely to come up during that first conversation so our listeners know?
Well, you sit down, Tony, and it's about getting to know them, number one.
Right.
We are going
to
talk
you're
going
to sing. You're going to sing Pilot of the Airwaves to them. Oh, that's the yeah. first thing that's going to happen. Pilot
of the Airwaves. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a given. After that,
then we're going to get real serious. Now, we're going to talk about IRAs, 401ks. Where does life insurance fit in? The thing, Tony, you start with getting a clear picture of where they are today with their current accounts, their current income, and what are their financial goals, and how do they feel about taxes and market risk. So we talk about different types of IRAs, how they're funded, what role they play in retirement income. If life insurance is part of the conversation, we're going to explore whether it's about protection. Here we go. Are we trying to protect something? Are we wanting to create a legacy? Or are we looking for tax advantage income? It's kind of important, Tony, because each one of those solutions is going to require a different strategy. Yeah. There is no one size fits all. So if somebody's wanting to build something for retirement income, you don't want to use a strategy that's going to provide a, you know, legacy, you know, death benefit. You want to use cash today. On the other hand, if you're wanting to set something aside for a legacy of giving your kids, your grandkids, your charities, tax-free income, another great resource to do that would be looking at a life insurance strategy.
Well, yeah, it would be. And that's, again, something that you need to understand. So, I mean, you've been talking here, Steve, about life insurance, Roths, and even saving in a 401k and an IRA in the same year. What's next?
You know, Tony, it comes down to, is the person looking at what's best for that consumer? You know, and that's where I enjoy what I do so much, because, and that's why people have told me often they enjoy working with us, Tony, because we are very objective. We don't just have this pigeonhole, one size fits all approach. What do you want to accomplish? Let's explore all the options and let me explain each one carefully to you. Now you're in a better position to make an informed decision, knowing what's going to be the best thing for you. Here's another case in point. This happened last year. Had a client that inherited a bunch of money from a brother that was deceased, right? And he knew that he had to take that money over 10 years. We lost one of the benefits of the stretch IRAs for the lifetime legacy. So I shared with him three options. No other advisor did this, Tony. They all came forth with, this is what you should do. I said, no, that's not my approach, Tony. Let's look at all the choices available. If you were to invest this, it's 300 grand, by the way. So we had to take out 30 grand a year, 10% over 10 years, if you would. I showed him, if we invest the money, here's the outcome. Whether we put it into an investment, we put it into an annuity, or we put it into life insurance. I showed him all three scenarios. Folks, if this is not happening for you, you may not be working with the right professional, because that's what being totally objective is all about. Showing people, here's what the decision would be. Here's how it's going to work out. There's pros and cons to both. All of them, if you would, and let the client see those options. They then in turn will make the right choice. That's important.
Well, it's hugely important. And Steve, I know you love to, you've been doing these strategies and helping people for so many years, and you go through this process every day, each and every day. So our listeners shouldn't try to do it on their own. They should work with somebody like yourself. Is there anything else you want to talk about today?
Well, I think, Tony, just again, folks, Tony mentioned it early in the show. Take advantage of our offer, folks, to come in and talk to us about your situation. Give us a call. I mean, we'll spend a few minutes talking about it. If we feel there's maybe a benefit that we can get together, then we will get together face to face, Tony, and get a better snapshot of what you're doing, what is you want to accomplish, and then make some recommendations we feel can be helpful. We will do all of this, no cost, no obligation. It's about building relationships, Tony, based on trust and having someone that you know is knowledgeable and very informed about their, you know, their trade, which we are, and not just me, Tony. I'm good at what I do. I've done it for 30 years. I don't know everything, but I got to tell you, brother, behind the scenes with all of my case managers, the certified financial planners that I partner with, we can get the right answers for about any scenario. And that's what consumers are looking for.
Yep.
They want somebody that's going to be objective and compare different alternatives and then give them the lowdown, each one, so they can make an informed decision.
Well, and that's just it. They need to make an informed decision. And Steve, how can our listeners get a hold of you so they can do that?
Take advantage of it, folks. 937-667-6500. Talk to one of the members of our team. Get you on the schedule. Come see us in person or just get on the call with us. We have two offices, one in Beaver Creek, Ohio. We're located inside the Beaver Creek Chamber of Commerce. The other office in Troy, Ohio. So two great locations to cover the listening area for our WHIO listeners. Take advantage of that. No cost, no obligation. We'd love to hear from you folks.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with the pilot of the airwaves himself, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.